The White House Report.
Jean Sperling, formerly of the Clinton and Obama administrations. Jean, economically, what is this country doing? We're seeing job numbers that President Trump is touting. He's created a million jobs just in 100 and some days. Where are we?
Well, the very best thing that Donald Trump has going in his presidency is that Barack Obama left him a very strong economy. The economy has not gotten better under Donald Trump, but the more strong, solid parts of that economy in terms of the labor market have so far continued, perhaps a little less robust than under President Obama. But I think there are things that one needs to worry about in terms of both the harm and uncertainty he's creating in the economy. When you look at healthcare, the idea that he's going to propose a massive cut in Medicaid is not only going to hurt people and be cruel, but it's also going to create enormous uncertainty in the health sector. People aren't going to be expanding, facing those cuts. The efforts to sabotage the Affordable Care Act are, again, bad for real people who need help, but they're also creating uncertainty in the job markets. So I think that, you know, Donald Trump was dealt a very good hand to have an economy getting stronger from Barack Obama as he became president. But the kind of notion that it's going to be better just by huffing and puffing and pretending he saved a few jobs by cajoling a CEO there is not an economic strategy. And the things they have so far right now are stalled or affirmatively harmful. The most disappointing is that the one thing people thought he might do is work with Democrats on infrastructure. But what we see is him completely eliminating very key parts of infrastructure, housing, things that create jobs, actually proposing to cut infrastructure in the out years. So, there's very, very little positive that we're seeing right now. And, President Clinton inherited a high unemployment economy from President Bush. Barack Obama inherited a great recession from the next President Bush. And Donald Trump, while he likes to criticize President Obama, he should be thanking him every day, because the only thing that's keeping him afloat was the strength of the economy he inherited.
Gene, realistically, how long does this Obama effect linger into this administration, and when is it actually Donald J. Trump who is responsible for the economics?
Well, again, I think the benefit is that the economy was doing stronger, and it does feel like at this moment the labor market is tightening a little bit. So he could be fortunate, but I think this is a president who creates a lot of volatility and uncertainty. This is a president who looks at any moment that he could, by tweeting or off the cuff remarks, create either trade wars or real wars. And I think overall this is not an environment of confidence and trust. And so, I'm not going to make dire projections, but I don't think he is, helping this economy get stronger right now. And I don't think that the type of policies that he's proposing, that he says to be pro-growth, are just as likely to not pass, get stalled, or be very, very harmful, or where he's using cuts in things that actually are good for the economy, that stimulate growth, that stimulate investment, or at least provide health care for people, and using those savings for what could be very high income tax cuts to well-off people who don't need the money and are less likely to put the money back in the economy quickly.
And lastly, Gene, the budget acts for 2018 is swinging. The least of these are going to be hurt. We talked about this a lot over the years. Tell me what you think. How deep will it be?
I don't use the word cruel lightly, but I think the Trump budget proposals, particularly on Medicaid and food stamps, do qualify as being cruel. And let's just talk numbers on Medicaid. 64% of all Americans who are in a nursing home are on Medicaid. 64%, two-thirds of people on Medicare, people who've worked Medicaid, people who've worked hard their whole lives. Secondly, 50% of births are funded by Medicaid. A third of every American who has a serious disability is relying on Medicaid, and nearly 40% of our children. So this is 70 million Americans, and the Trump proposal would cut it nearly in half. In half. And this is a very efficient program. So I find the most puzzling thing is that Republican senators in states like Ohio that are benefiting significantly from the expansion of Obamacare from their own people are going to somehow sign off on these cruel cuts, which I think will be bad from a moral point of view, a humanitarian point of view. But I think the idea is going to be good for the politics of these Republicans is very, very misguided. When I tweet about Medicaid, I get tweets back from people who tell stories about how their father is Medicaid but has MS or ALS now, and without Medicaid, they don't know what they would do. You hear stories from people whose children have very serious disabilities. There are millions and millions of Americans who are living in fear when they hear that this program, so vital to their families or relatives they have, is under this type of threat. And if you ever want to see a situation of bad policy, bad morality, and bad politics coming together, it is the Trump's very brutal proposed cuts to Medicaid.
April Ryan, AURN.com.